Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. With parental control monitoring apps and the new Bark phone, Bark is the best comprehensive parental control tool for families. Listen to today's episode for more details. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa above Public Square Coffee is my lovely wife and just sexy scarecrow, Melissa Nickerson, and equally... sexy dad in jorts. Yeah, Andy Lara looking like Lenny Kravitz over there. Yeah, when I go my way. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to our little podcast that could. Backseaters, thanks for tuning in. You guys are the best. Thank you for all these nice reviews that you've been leaving. Here's a 5-star one that we got from Dame Pete. 5 stars because I can't give it 10. Did you read this one already? I don't think. Awesome, clean, family fun every week. Great podcast with a super funny comedian. Cover the podcast. Stay for the live shows. Did we read this one?
You did. Okay. We read that one.
Okay. Here we go. Subject. This one is from Tulsa Mom 26. My road trip go-to. Love the pod. I listen on road trips and feel like y'all come along. Sorry, never left a rating before. I'm one of the secret listeners. Guess we're public now. 5 stars. This is from Miss Sasky 909. Finally did it. Melissa said it didn't have to be funny. There you go. Favorite family podcast. 5 stars. This has been my favorite podcast all year. Thanks for answering my question on the show. Relatable and funny. Funny takes on family life.
Thank you for all these reviews.
You guys are great. You guys are the best. So thank you for doing that, everybody. We have a lot to get here. We've got to talk about our son's road trip with grandpa. Mm-hmm. We've got to talk about I walked a kid to school for the last time that I'm ever going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the family. We got a daughter who got a green sash in Kung Fu. We want to talk about some trends that are returning. We're going to talk about taking a teenage daughter to a baseball game when her friends are there. Got some other stuff we may or may not get to. I want to do. We're gonna do Bingo Dingo reviews of Dungeons and Dragons, which I finally saw, and The Little Mermaid. We got to get into it. Good chance we get to absolutely none of that.
Okay.
Because a month ago in your time, we all started listening to the Scatman song again, and just all the time. It's just you can't.
Can't get enough.
Can't get enough scat. Never going to get enough. Live shows coming up. We're recording this sometime in June. I don't know what date it is where you are. I don't know when this is coming out. It's going to come sometime. I'm probably around Tacoma right now. I think I'm done with the Carolinas. You guys were great. All of you were great. Mm-hmm. Nashville's coming up. I know I need you guys to come to that. Zany's Comedy Club. If you're like in the, I'd love to see Dustin, but it's like not working out, like schedule wise, and he's not coming to my city. Maybe I could plan a trip around it. Go to that Nashville one, please. Listen, everyone came in for Nate's Bridgestone show from around the country.
Yeah, they did. They told us.
Just because he has two Netflix specials and...
I think they're all coming for Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. That's one of my favorite ones that you mess up. Sheridan. It's good. Yeah, Sheraton's good.
Sheraton.
No. It's
Sheridan.
Good.
Sheridan.
Yeah.
I think he's playing Bridgestone.
Yeah.
That weekend. So, two shows, one night.
Ed Sheraton is very funny.
Sheraton.
Anyways, lots of shows coming up, everybody. San Jose, Fresno, Sacramento. Fresno's sold out. I don't think we added one. Sacramento, Omaha, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Dallas, doing a bunch of Texas, Austin, Phoenix, Columbus, Cleveland, Liberty, Kansas City, Grand Rapids, on sale soon, Philly, Portland, St. Louis.
All right.
That's all I can think of right now.
Fantastic.
I'm working on a New York date, but these people, they won't email me back. I'm trying to give it to Vancouver. These people won't email me back. Maybe if I was Nate Berganti. Anyways, everybody.
Everybody's like, what? Nate's coming to Vancouver?
He's a good friend. He's a good friend, a real mentor. He's helped me in a lot of ways. He's the person, him and Zoltan Kacis, every single thing they've told me about comedy has been correct. Every single thing. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Five out of five. Bingo dingo review. God, have we talked
just
about?
Like,
have we
emailed talked... them your yes. Questions about comedy instead of us? And...
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Kidding.
Whether or not I'll get to them, I don't know. But
right.
Have we talked about Leanne's special on here?
Yes.
I think about that special. That's my favorite. Present company excluded, or anybody that I work with, Nate Taylor, any of my like close associates. We're talking.
Just a standalone special.
Leanne Morgan's special is so funny. She is, oh my gosh. We just all around my life. I right now in my head, alternating in between beep bop bop bada bop and Leanne going, suck my neck, Chuck. Chuck, suck my neck. That's all. It's just in my head constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I love her. Easiest person to root for in comedy. Just we all love her. We all want to be adopted by her. We all just want to be part of her world.
I guess she has like a Reese Witherspoon movie.
She's got movies coming out. It's the whole, all you know. So. Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah,
they did.
She's great.
Did you? Okay. I don't know how. This is just a little comedy side. Little Dustin's. This isn't even Dustin's Comedy Corner. They do this thing called Varieties, like comics to watch every year. They do it.
Yeah.
And this year's was so laughable. Because Leanne was on it, and you're like, Leanne's been selling out theaters for like 3 years, and she's on your comics to watch list. They had Sarah Squirm on. She's on Saturday Night Live right now. This is your comics to watch.
Wow.
Pretty well established.
Yeah.
This is uninteresting to anybody except me.
It's a little late.
Go to the website for live shows. We don't have a weekend to recap because we're a couple outside of time right now. But when we are recording this, we had a very unique situation happening right now that our son has gone away. He gets back on Thursday and is gone for a week and a half.
He hit the road Tuesday with his grandpa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So about a week and a half, 9-10 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he's out of school and the girls are still in school.
Right.
And grandpa needed a road trip buddy, ideally.
Grandpa's moving out. And
grandpa packed up and moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel gets his room.
Yeah.
So Joel gets a more like four walls and a door room.
Yeah. Our house really grew up in like a month because grandpa moved out.
Mm-hmm.
So each kid could get their own kind of more
traditional
room setup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we got rid of our trampoline, which is monumental.
Yeah, I mean, we had like three trampolines. Wrote about trampoline games in the book so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys played on that so much during the pandemic.
But what happens is your kids get to an age where they're no longer safe on trampolines. And you're like, this is not cute anymore.
Yeah, and we thought, we'll take the net down.
Yes.
And
they get to the age where
that made it worse.
When they're younger, the net it keeps them safer. As they get older, the net, you're like, that's making this more dangerous.
They could get tangled in it. And then
it's terrifying.
Then you take the net off and they're like, well, now we can jump.
Now we can jump off the shed and the tree. And you're like, well, the trampoline's never been older.
Yeah. So it's really dumb, but I took down the trampoline and I put in the trash bins this week, along with some walkers that your dad wasn't going to keep. And then, sure enough, someone came by, because I did go like, the bed of the trampoline was nice still.
Yeah.
It could have been salvaged.
Right.
Nothing else.
Right.
But sure enough, someone pulled it out.
You know, and that's a thing that, happens in Southern California that did not happen in anywhere else I live. People go through your trash down here. That's a...
Well, because you can make money off the cans.
Yeah.
Which, not so much. They don't have... Well, at least when we lived in Washington State, they didn't have recycling centers. Where there's just a couple states.
No, they absolutely did.
In the U.S.
Yeah, but people didn't go through your trash where we lived.
So in Washington State, when you buy a bottle in California, they charge you extra for recycling it.
Yeah, but you can...
And they didn't have that in Washington
You can
State.
Recycle your cans for money in Washington. I grew
like
up doing it.
Like at the dump.
I mean, at a recycling center, yeah. Yeah, they exist. I grew up going, taking it with my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, he would send me downstairs to smash the
you've
cans.
You told me this because you had the can smasher, yeah. But... I don't
if you want
like
a 9-year old if you want a 9-year old to smell like beer. I don't know what the taxing situation was, but I do know that you could redeem cans for money. But then again, on the top of the can it always had the California number. Yeah, but you could get, I think it's just a different value in California than elsewhere.
What if people from Oregon are driving their cans into California?
Biden, you need to protect these borders. These state to state borders,
you go
all right?
To Oregon to buy your car.
You need to keep that
go to California,
that Canadian fog or whatever coming down to New York, which is hilarious that everyone in New York is freaking out about that. You're like, that happened in, this was a month ago in real time here, but you're like, that happens in Washington every year right now.
Well, you got, New York got a little smoky.
It's true.
Welcome
yeah.
Welcome to California, the
rolling
Northwest.
Their eyes.
Every year it happens there.
Yeah.
Also, it's terrible. You know,
bad air quality and all that.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's not good.
But yeah, so Joel's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, and you know, in a little bit of a weekend recap, we were like, my friend was like, "Oh, you guys are gonna have like a girls' weekend because Joel is gone, so it's just me and the girls, and Grandpa's gone, and you are working."
And you're like, "Do you think my daughter likes me?"
And then my daughters both had plans change with their friends or get canceled, kind of like a ghosted kind of.
Yeah.
And then they were all mad, all mad at me. Yeah.
What is your fault?
And they wanted to watch YouTube shorts for 3 days straight.
Yeah, our two kids with ADD.
And I finally got the 9-year-old out of the house to go see The Little Mermaid in theater for a matinee.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, do you want to come?" Which is like literally everything I do with my 13-year-old daughter.
Right.
Want to come? And she goes, "No, my friends all said it was boring." And I was like, "Well, all right,
That's Gloria's Bingo Dingo review of The Little Mermaid. I'm not going to lie.
So it was rough. Yeah, it was very rough. There was no amount of girls' weekend happening.
Yeah.
In the sense that they just wanted to hang out with friends and their friends didn't want to hang out with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's tough. And you got to take that.
Yeah.
It is.
And it was my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anymore. It.
I made a stew. I made like a wild rice chicken stew. I was like, this is going to be great.
Sounds straight off the Panera menu.
New recipe.
Sounds good.
Right? My 13-year-old daughter, when it's like a very informal, she'll just like make a meal like in the last 5 minutes that I'm cooking the meal for the family. And then she'll take her huge bowl of like rice or cereal and like storm off to her room.
Right.
And then miss dinner.
Yep.
And
then complain about the meal.
And then be hungry. And then she told me, she goes, "This looks like the cat's puke."
But
it tastes good.
And you're like, "That's because it is the cat's puke."
And you know what? I have one more thing to say.
Okay. Mel's feeling spunky.
Our old cat peed on Claire's backpack twice the last week of school.
Yeah.
And I had to stay home and wash that thing.
That's your fault, too.
That's my fault, too. I have two pristine litter boxes, and this cat peed on Claire's yearbook. They're, like, sold out. Yeah. All her friends' signatures are in there. And he peed on it. And
yeah, he did.
And we wake up and Claire's like, it smells like cat pee. And then like we find it and it's terrible. Yep. So that's my weekend recap. Yeah. I just need to get that out.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. And I have a confession. It was me. I peed. And I did it. You know how I am with my sleepwalking.
He had already peed in the chip box.
Yep.
Which is right next to the door.
In the tech box.
And the tech box, which is right next to the door. So he has peed on everything on that wall.
Yeah.
Which is our like get ready for school wall.
Yeah, it's an important wall. The wall near a door for a family is an important wall. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
It's got everything.
Some people make you take your shoes off there. Not me. Shoes on in my house, baby.
Got a fun little cat story.
Oh. Because
Maybe this cat wants to be in the wall. And I say that territorially. My wife's brother
in the wall
had a maintenance guy come over to his apartment, and they had to cut a hole in the wall to work on something.
Oh, no.
And later on that day, they're like, where's the cat? And they're like, because this cat only lives in three places in their apartment because it's scared of everything.
Right.
It is under like the epitome of a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
And he's like, I swear I keep hearing a faint little bell that sounds. And finally, they're just like,
the angel getting its wings?
Yeah.
No, the cat's like, in the wall.
The cat's in the wall.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, I swear, the cat has to be in the wall. And they go back and forth for a while, try to listen and figure this out.
Oh my God.
They get their ear up against they got the wall.
They call maintenance and they're like skeptical. They're just like, I don't know. They're like, he's like, I swear to you, it has to be. There's nowhere else this cat
Incredible.
Could be. And they cut the wall open and you just hear him start laughing. They're like, cat's in the wall.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. If our cat wanted to go in that wall, I would let it go in that wall, and then I would plaster it behind it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, good luck. If you can find a life in there, fantastic.
No, every time I change the air filter in our house, the cats, like, want in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I have to block it. Yeah.
Let the old one go. He's had a good life.
Yeah, we should have sent him to Oregon. That was the joke of the weekend.
Yeah, he can go on the road trip. We'll just see what happens. If he makes his way back, he makes his way back.
Yeah. You know,
a little homeward bound situation.
But yeah, Joel's seeing a bunch of family on your side and being an oldest cousin.
Doing some outdoorsy stuff, riding some bikes.
Little cousin out to the skate park.
Hopefully getting off YouTube shorts a little bit. Listen, I'm not going to lie. It is hard to sit down and watch a whole movie anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like my attention span is shortening. Like,
well,
watching a movie is the new reading a book.
Our son told me that. He's like, reading books is going out of style. And
yeah,
I was like,
hilarious.
I was like, expand on that.
He's not wrong. And that reading a book, I guess, means is the equivalent of a master's degree anymore. Like, that's... It's just progressively...
Yeah, you're like, do you have like a 60-second clip of that?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is people... I feel like people do read less now. Of course they do, but I don't feel like people know less things. I feel like people are still pretty informed because information comes out so fast now. By the time it hits a book, like if you're reading about history...
Mm-hmm.
You know, some commentary on history or longer form stuff or memoir... Some of that needs to be done in book, but I don't know, man. As an author, books take a long time.
So I guess some people have argued that audiobooks don't really count as reading because you don't comprehend as much.
Interesting.
Just listening to a book.
Well, I'll tell you what. That person who has that theory does not have ADD. Because I don't comprehend anything I read.
Yeah.
Not a single nothing. Unless it's a comic book, which I know it all very well.
And you can memorize movies and jokes and song lyrics like no one else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because music hasn't impacted the world.
Right. Yeah. It is. I know that's the thing. It's, we're not anti-literature at all. Like, I wrote a book. We read. I read. We're not anti-reading, but there is not... Not everything you need to know needs to be pertained via a book.
No, not at all.
Have you ever looked at TikTok while you watch a movie? Incredible. Oh, my gosh. It's like getting a back and a foot massage at the same time. You're like, oh, gosh.
We Petty could do Manny.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we could knock these out simultaneously? I can have my dessert with my dinner? Thank you. I'm a grown-up. I can make these decisions. It feels... Having an, watching a movie and being on TikTok is the same feeling of being like, you know what? I'm going to eat two pieces of gum at once because I'm an adult and
I
can make
it.
That decision. There's no rules. I bought this with my own money. But yeah, for your ADD kid, you're probably like, ooh. At least watch a longer Mr. Beast video. A 20-minute YouTube video is the new movie. You know, it's all to scale. So our kids are growing up, though. It's happening. I know that because last week, and it's been last month in the airtime, because of my road schedule, it was about a week and a half before the kids got out of school. But I walked Claire in to school and it hit me on the walk that this was the last time I was going to walk a kid into school. Because where we go, our kids do kind of a hybrid middle school that starts in fourth grade. So our local elementary school, they go K through third. And so I was walking Claren for my last time. And we've been walking a kid to that school every school day for 11 years, minus the global pandemic. But we still went to that school every day because we would go ride scooters there every day.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was a weird feeling because... It was melancholy and it was, you know.
It's a milestone.
It's a milestone. Yeah. But I wasn't like, I'm going to miss this. You know what I mean by that?
I mean, I am thinking about college.
Right.
You know, because I have a junior. I have a junior in high school.
I also have a junior in high school.
So I'm not.
What a coincidence.
Crazy. I'm not thinking about daycare or preschool.
I swear that kid is mine. He looks just like me. He won't tell me. Gotta get on Maury. I swear he's mine. Anyways, continue.
I just like, I'm over all that like pre-K and little kid stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I gotta look ahead. To like young adult stuff.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of like a good riddance because I've just been in that season for 11 years.
Yeah. And well, you were the one who was like, Christmas on vacation next year? You're like, burn it all down.
Well, it's just like things get old, you know, or...
Yeah.
But it's also sad too, for sure.
Well, no, because parents, we remember... Because that school has been major wins and losses, pros and cons,
good
and bad.
And bad.
So it's not all, you know, it's not all gravy over there.
No, I'm no longer, you know, when you start at a new school or you get into like a good school, you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be life changing. And then it's like real teachers who are real people and have real problems and so do you.
Real vacation to burn.
And surgeries
like,
to get.
Sub again, huh? Huh.
You're like, I mean, you know, you do have all summer. Just kidding. So you just go through life and then you're like, we can move on now.
Yeah. That's,
you just get seasoned and weathered and beat down.
Well, and parents, we have the, like, you're in the muck of it all with parents, whereas grandparents later you just get the good part. Like you walk them home from school to their parents' house, and you're like, "See ya."
Well, I do think
have fun doing that.
I still have like rose-colored glasses about higher education.
Right.
Like I'm like, oh yeah,
we haven't done that yet.
Econ.
That's interesting.
Oh, this is your dorm.
Yeah.
Whatever person.
Your dorm, whatever.
Your RA, oh, cool. That seems like bright and new and shiny, and like elementary school is like, another, you know, field trip. You know, like
sounds like the only thing you're excited about is getting them out of the house. Is what it sounds like to me. That's you're like, I'll be happy when I'll celebrate when they're gone.
So I was walking, and one of our neighbors, he was Joel's fifth grade, one of his little league coaches. And he had two older kids and he was coaching his youngest kid. And I was like, oh my gosh, Claire was, I'm at where he was at like 5-6 years ago.
Right, right.
We had two teens and then the one, fifth, sixth grader.
Right.
And I'm like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And his other two are in college. His son is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
His youngest is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I watched that happen and that was quick.
Right, right.
And so the reality of like how quick
mm-hmm.
They grow up in those final years at home has like definitely hit me.
Yeah, to me it kind of feels like you're there already and I'm like, he still has 2 years here, Mel. 2 years.
I don't know.
You sent him off to college when you sent him up in that road trip with Grandpa.
You know, I just had to do his like course selection and I'm like talking to other parents about courses and he's taking community college classes and so I'm like just trying to learn about all that.
Yeah.
And so I have to mentally I have to think ahead.
There's a lot of work.
That's why I don't know.
Well, they won't do it.
Well, here's the thing. With your oldest kid, you have to like feel out and gather all the information from like friends and teachers and neighbors and stuff because you're like, what's up with that? I don't know about that. But then with your third kid, you're like just kind of phoning it in because you're like, I know about that.
Well, it's also, I don't know. I don't.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I also am not convinced anything magical or different is going to happen when our kids turn 18.
I totally agree with you, but I am still like, I still have those glasses on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not reality yet.
Yeah. Well, and that's, and I get that. I'm like, to me, with these Gen Z and our Gen Alpha kid, it's like, it's not like move out, if we drop one kid off at college freshman year, I will be stunned. I don't think we'll do that with a single kid.
Yeah.
I don't think one kid will have the quote unquote traditional, because I'm looking at our kid and I was like, I'm thinking it's 2 years of the local school and then he transfers.
Yeah.
Which means we got him for 4 more years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard because asking a teenager to make plans is like telling the ocean to get dry.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. It's like it goes against everything that is in their nature. Like, could you stop and think about your future? And like, literally, I cannot.
No.
I cannot. Mm-mm. I cannot think about.
They're like, my friends want to go here now.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
What was the, I read the book. I can't remember. What was the VR movie, Spielberg?
Ready Player One.
Being a teenager is like being in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It's just like constant exposure and like stimulation
go, go, go.
And go, mm-hmm. go, go. And my friends and everything is super high stakes. And you're like, oh man, who's going to go to this dance with me? And I got to do this thing. And you're like, hey, you got to think about your college. And they're like, no, why would I do? A kid really can't think about their college until they kind of get that. Like,
Sorry,
it clicks with every high schooler. Like at some point for me, it was really early. Family tragedy, baby. But for me,
which one?
Jacob. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But I do think.
Please forgive me.
Don't. There's nothing to say sorry for. I do think that every teenager has a point in high school where they go like, oh, life outside of this.
No, I think it's a developmental thing as well.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you're like, as the adult, you're like, I've been planning your life for you forever.
Yeah.
And now you got to like take the reins.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, our little Gen Z teen, you're like, what do you think about doing after college? He's like, probably just chill. You know, I'll just see what's good.
Don't want to do anything mid.
Yeah. You're like, I mean, you should at least apply to a couple mid majors. That would be a good idea for you. That would be, I don't know, man. I'll see what happens.
Kind of write it out.
Yeah. Yeah. See what's good. Well, those grades aren't good right now.
I'll tell you what's mid.
Yeah. Those SAT scores. But also, you can't really blame Gen Z, because what do they have to get excited for? Hey, every major institution that has previously been good to you is no longer there for you.
Yeah.
Who can you trust? Nobody. Everyone's kind of a big letdown.
Mm-hmm. TikTok, you can trust TikTok.
Yeah. Some, like, you're, like, half of your, the majority of your parents probably don't own a home, you know, like, depending what area you live in.
And how
the country,
old they are.
You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like, if you have millennial parents, it's, I mean, I looked up the stats recently. It was like, it's a very low stat. So what do you guys think the percentage is of millennials that own,
yeah, that own home. Homeowners yeah. in the United States?
In the United States.
25%.
Higher.
I'm going to go positive. I'm going to go 39.
It just cracked over 50, actually.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You know why you guys were so low? Because you live in California.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is.
I know. You switched that. But even that
yeah.
is like staggeringly, like that's like.
Sure.
I mean, mm-hmm. that's the same as the divorce rate.
Yeah.
Correlation?
Like, you know, it's so there's like.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, there aren't like. I think the millennial kind of was the start of the shift where we're like,
absolutely.
I don't know, man. College yeah. is, we all went to college or like felt like we were supposed to. And even by the, but even in that, you're like, ooh. And then by our kids, it's like, I don't know, home ownership. And they don't like, you know, and I don't know, I don't even know if they believe in careers anymore. I don't know. I don't know if it's just, it's, I don't know where they're going to live. I think it's going to be with, their parents, their childhood homes are an extended stay hostel. I don't know what the plan is, but I think they're happy. Yeah. There is some freedom to knowing that you can't accomplish anything. That's the freedom that a Gen Z has. But it's not mm-hmm. their fault. Gen Z is incredibly unique, ambitious, creative, and they're truly free because the world has nothing for them. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can't blame them because our generation was like, I mean, you don't really need college.
No.
You know? They're like, you don't really need
yeah.
a job.
Yeah. You don't really need to get married.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
really.
I was listening to Leanne Kreischer's podcast and she interviews her daughters.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we don't date.
Yeah.
We say it's like, yeah, we just hang out. Like they don't
yeah.
put labels on relationships.
Yeah. They're going to be like, you're going to have more than one kid? They're like, no, I'm going to have more than one partner.
Yeah.
It's a new world. I'll just do whatever I want, baby.
Yeah. Just burning down everything.
There is that economic theory that millennials and Gen Z... Part of the issue with home ownership right now is we're kind of waiting for the boomers to die, is that a lot of the money is in the boomers' hands
mm-hmm.
and people are living longer than they used to.
Okay.
And so the wealth has not come down
trickled
to
down.
The next generation
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
So boomers, get to it. I need $1.1 million so I can buy a 2-bed, 1-bath that needs a new roof and plumbing, baby. Because mama wants to live near the ocean. Yeah. In the good parts of the ocean, not the Oregon coast. Oregon's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just so cold.
It's beautiful.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop. Your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies. to monitor your kid's phone, and there's a new Bach phone too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one, but before that, I was crushing that. That was good. Pretty
that
good.
Was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This text.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
right.
to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But... So tell them, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial
Boom.
For the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
Speaking of Gen Z, they're wearing JNCOs.
JNCOs are back.
JNCOs are back, baby. I knew it. That's fantastic. Jeans, where there's room for a friend. So much
so
extra
big.
Space
yeah.
in there. It's incredible.
Can't have a house? Share some jeans.
Yeah. Truly. Yeah, the JNCOs are unironically back right now. Like the big baggy jean is in. That's incredible. I never, because our baggy jeans were cartoonishly big. Like that was the whole idea. And I'd never been skinnier. I was like a stick inside a potato sack. It was like I couldn't fill any of it up. Like, like the biggest, widest jeans you've ever seen. 28 inch waist.
Yeah.
The biggest, like the belt I had to wrap around over, like it's, it, but they're back. JNCOs are back, baby. Thank you, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Maggie's in.
Andy, rainbow flip-flops.
Rainbow flip flops are back. Yeah.
All right. See, for me, they never went away because we lived in San Clemente where they're, where they're made. So.
Well, they're being marketed to the young again.
Nice.
They're in Tilly's.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, all the lifetime warranties on those are probably just wearing their parents' rainbows.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah. I had pairs. I really have gotten anti flip flop in my elder years.
I mean, but we still wear like.
I like a Birkenstock. Yeah.
Terrible
like
for plastic. The arcs.
Tell it for the arc. And I have real flat feet.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I know.
My personality's got some curve to it, but I got some flat feet.
I don't think I can wear rainbows anymore because I just wore them for like a decade and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I overwore them.
Yeah.
If you're poor, you can just wear one pair of shoes. And that was our pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love the feeling of a flip-flop. It feels like my feet are wearing a thong.
Yeah, well, that's they are. They're the thong of your feet.
Yeah. I don't love that.
That's what people
I feel
used
like,
to call flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thongs.
I feel like I just a little naked, little, I don't know, a little exposed, a little too much foot cleavage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, who's that for?
We're not young anymore.
I also don't, what I don't like about the flip-flop is I feel like my toe's doing some work to keep the thing on.
Yeah, you have to anchor your toes.
Yeah, I don't like the flip-flop. Yeah. I like a Birkenstock. I like a sandal. You know, the whole foot keeps the shoe on, not just those two toes that are clinging on for dear life. They're cliffhangering it down there, yep. You know? And then every once in a while, there's a game of pickup basketball that happens, and you're screwed.
Can't skateboard.
Yeah. Somebody said that. Are you watching the NBA Finals at all?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
There's the best player in the world right now is a guy named Nikolai Jokic, and he's unbelievable, and he's so good, but he isn't particularly graceful, but he's so good, and somebody said he looks like he's playing basketball in a pair of flip-flops, and I think about it every time I see him now.
That's amazing. That's a great analogy.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of analogies, this is totally unrelated to anything else.
Okay.
But this is a thought that I had this weekend that I just need to share with some friends.
All right.
Why is it called corn on the cob? It should just be called corn, because that is corn in its natural form. If anything, it should be called corn off the cob when you take it off of the cob, right?
Mm.
I know this sounds like a Seinfeld episode. It's corn.
What's the deal with corn?
Corn? It's, I'm doing this more Larry David. I don't know the corn on the cob. I don't. When you pick it up, that's corn in its natural form, right? It comes. Mm-hmm. It's on the cob. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It should be like cobless or something.
Cobless
that
corn.
That could be the individual corn pieces.
I don't know. Yeah. I just have a lot of, I don't know. I've got a lot of animosity towards vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is
a safe space.
This is a safe place. Well, what I don't like about vegetables is none of them are standalone edible. Like a fruit can, and that's why fruit is just so much superior to.
Andy's been eating a lot of vegetables. What about?
I would say this stems from a systemic hate of vegetables and not an inclusion.
No.
I can eat those.
What?
Sweet potato fries.
No, did you hear what I said, Melissa?
I said a vegetable, a standalone.
In their raw form.
Oh, I didn't hear the raw form.
You said, yes, sweet potato fries are unbelievable. What if you turn that into a pie?
What if you fry them?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But I just like, you can roast them.
Yeah. I think that's what fruit is. I mean, it's.
You can just eat an apple.
It's so much better.
Or an orange.
What fruit can be, what vegetable can be eaten by itself good?
Carrot.
It's not good.
Green bean.
Not good.
Broccoli.
None of those are good. Broccoli. Do you need to soak all the saliva out of your mouth?
Cucumber.
It's like a sponge
cucumber.
Food.
My kids love raw cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Yeah. Right.
Salt water.
It is. And crispy and cold.
There's no flavor to it, though. It's like chewing on an ice cube.
Justin, Andy is on a health kick. You are not going to kick him.
I eat a lot of vegetables. I'm not...
The argument is that if you remove a lot of sugar from your diet, vegetables taste better. That is the truth. They do. Carrots taste really sweet if you don't have a lot of sugar in your diet.
Your kids, right here, there's a cucumber, one slice of cucumber, and a strawberry right there. If your kid takes that cucumber, you need your kids taken away. that's just bad parenting. I understand, like... I mean, I'm not going to do Nate's bit, but Nate had this bit about like, don't eat too much sugar. We'll wait till we get to that problem.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I just can't with it. Now, like a grilled asparagus. Oh, you saute veggies. Lights out. So good. Mm-hmm. Looks like the cat's puke, but tastes good. I don't know. Speaking of greens, our daughter got her green session kung fu this last week. Mm-hmm. And this is the best transition in the history of
that
podcast.
That was really good. I had no idea that where...
None of us did. None
Slow
of us
clap
did.
In the background. Yeah.
The transition
You guys didn't even say anything. You just kind of admired it from a distance.
I was like, wow, okay.
Our daughter got her green session kung fu. And it was so funny because I signed up our daughter for kung fu.
Yeah.
And I take her 95% of the time.
Yeah.
And when it came time to do her green sash, I had it scheduled for a day that I can be there for her test.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't,
uh-huh.
but she could. But I could. And she said, no, I want mom to be there.
You know, I think it was because the week before you couldn't take her, I took her. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was like, all right, so like the next 2 weeks, what's her... Because the schedule changes a lot with that program. And so I like ironed it out. And then she was like, I want mama. And and I think if you had been there for the week previous, she would have like signed off on it. But I had a commitment that I couldn't get out of. And then she just like projected it all on me. Like,
yeah.
I'm more important than that thing you're doing that one night. And I was like literally.
It was a makeup class.
Your dad can take you. But what it was, she really, let's be honest, this is like Gloria at the Padres game. She wanted to get froyo with her friend afterwards. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with me.
Well.
And her friend and her had to do a little sparring to get the kickboxing. Right.
Did Jay do it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I don't know anything.
I have all the videos on my phone. So she wanted to spar with Jay.
FaceTime in my kid's childhood
and
here.
Get froyo. It had nothing to do with
sure
me.
Sure felt like it had to do with me.
No.
Listen, if I had to choose between the two of us, I would have picked you too, but it's awesome though. She did her first play and real proud of Claire. She did her first play. She's third stash. She got it. Yeah, she's going up to the green, and you would have never, you know, you don't design your kids. Most insightful thing I've ever heard about parenting. And we got a kid who's into kung fu and theater.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome.
Yep.
As long as you find a thing, find some community.
Just find a thing.
Also, if you want your kid to like find good friends, get them in kung fu. Those are good, disciplined, you know.
It's just you against you.
No, I mean, they do matches against other kids and stuff. But as far as
like putting in the work, like,
yeah,
you can't coast off like your superstar soccer teammate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You also don't have to be on a team.
Yeah. None of our kids have been great teammates.
What's wrong with us?
So we got to be a reflection of us as parents, but you're a great teammate. Sometimes.
I heard you become a better teammate if you don't eat as much sugar.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is. You and I are kind of like teammates in the way that like doubles tennis players or also do singles matches. That's what you and I are. Mm-hmm. You know, we do doubles together, but we do over here. You know, the Williams sisters would be like, yeah, we do doubles, but also we do our own thing over here.
That's true.
That analogy worked out.
I had to watch like a whole pickleball tournament at the park yesterday.
Pickleball is the biggest thing in the world right now. It's crazy.
There was a baby shower, a birthday party, and then like 100 mid to older aged white people playing pickleball.
That's the only people to play it.
That's it.
It's very fun. It's very fun. I played it a bunch as a youth. But
it used to just be like a Northwest thing.
Well, that's what I kind of lament is that I'm not in a season of life right now where I can take up a hobby. Because the times that you can do that are when you're before your kids are born, which is when I played.
Yeah.
Or your kids are grown. Mm-hmm. And that's who plays it is very young people.
I go to volleyball tournaments for my daughter. Wrestling tournaments.
Yeah. Which means when our kids are done with school, all these pickleball players are going to have 10 years of experience on us. So we're going to suck.
We cannot be early adapter pickleballers.
No. But you're going to have to get good.
I'm not good at racket sports. One of the teams had matching shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are good at making matching shirts happen.
Yeah. I could coordinate, but
you could plan the whole tournament.
Yeah. There was one woman.
Yeah.
It was all guys.
It's pretty physical. Like, it will get slammed at you quite.
Yeah.
You're also just not very competitive like that.
No, I'm not. I'm like, I will.
There are moments that you are competitive.
I will pass you at the top of Cal's Mountain.
You do every time.
Yeah. That's when I get my competitive spirit.
Which I don't mind. I like the view from behind as I'm wheezing. She's really taking good care of herself. Speaking of passing, I got a ticket recently.
Yes, you did.
You did too.
On our way home.
A cop watched me illegally pass some people several times, and I got a ticket while I was speeding in the minivan.
On a Monday morning. It was the first day of May.
Yeah.
So the cops were out.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. What I was glad was that he didn't shame me.
It was just like, you're literally on the freeway.
Yeah.
With your family of five. And I have to roll down the window and look at him. and be like, hi, and then we just get out the info.
Thank God you were there, because I don't know where my license and registration is. Yeah. But then you got a parking ticket, so we are just... Actually, did any of us go renew our parking between episodes?
We have it. It's Andy's turn.
All right. Well, let's do a bingo dingo in an email. Bingo dingo, Dungeons and Dragons. I saw it. It's very good. 4.6 out of 5.
Awesome.
Hugh Grant plays a charming bad guy. And you're like, you were born to play this role, Hugh Grant.
Awesome.
Little Mermaid.
Yes. Claire... loved it.
Really?
It's 2 hours. That's pretty long. I thought the casting, the acting, the songs were amazing. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Did he write them?
He has some new songs.
Oh.
And they even like rap a little bit.
As he does.
That's his thing.
So we loved it. So after Little Mermaid's first song, Claire looks at me and she goes, she's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
And I think that's a good summary of the movie. So
great.
You should go see it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's do an email here. This is from Tamara. She's a friend of the pod.
Hey, Tamara.
Subject, Junuary. Mm-hmm. Hey, Melissa and Dustin. So we've reached the last week of school for my younger kids, and the chaos, this was last month, I know this is in July, guys,
sure.
Just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaos of, oh, here's a completely unannounced celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only one who also has the absolute blank show that is every doctor, dentist, eye appointment scheduled for after school ends, but before, but before those providers go on vacation? This is what you've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need those forms for school registration in the fall.
Yes.
As my kids are seeing their PCP, ortho, dentist, allergist, gastro, et cetera, in the next 2 weeks. OMG, I haven't scheduled optometrist yet. Arg, Tammy. Woo!
Oof, it's so true.
Yeah.
I had this conversation and with a person in my life, and they were like, you've only gone that many times? Like, to therapy with one of my kids, and I was like, man, it is hard to find the time.
Yep, absolutely.
Because that's like 4 hours during a work day.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so it's tough. Yeah, our girls have wart appointments and immunizations and therapy, and it's so much for parents.
We had a really funny thing, and this is a very good snapshot of the different things that we do in our family, and I'm so grateful for you. We talked on the phone, and you were telling me you were planning a bunch of this and planning a whole weekend of scheduling and stuff with the kids and forms and lining up appointments and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for doing that. I'm going to go back to planning the family vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Camp forms, camp deposits.
Yeah.
There's just so much right now.
8th boosters. Gotta get them all. Thanks for listening to the pod, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everyone. I want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
Absolutely. We've got Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Dem Aris Diaz Stevens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Mena.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.